This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. China is expanding its sweeping efforts to contain a viral disease by extending the Lunar New Year holiday to keep the public at home and avoid spreading infection as the death toll from the coronavirus rises to 81. The virus outbreak is having an impact on global tourism. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
With tens of millions of Chinese ordered to stay put and many others opting to avoid travel as the new coronavirus spreads, tourism around the globe and particularly in Asia is taking a heavy hit during one of the biggest travel seasons, the Lunar New Year. China has now extended the week-long holiday by an extra 3 days to February 2 to help prevent the epidemic from spreading further. While in Thailand, a favourite tropical destination for Lunar New Year travel, officials estimate potential lost revenue to be at about $1.6 billion. Other China neighbours are feeling the impact too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's been an outpouring of support from around the globe for the family of retired NBA great Kobe Bryant, who was killed in a helicopter crash just outside of Los Angeles, California on Sunday. His 13-year-old daughter also died in the crash. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Some of the comments are accompanied by photos of Bryant and his daughter Gianna with letters RIP. Others show the two dressed in uniform, walking away into the clouds under a basketball net. One Chinese basketball player took to a microblogging site to praise Bryant for teaching him the value of persistence. Another wrote, "Your willpower has inspired a generation. Thank you. I hope there is basketball in heaven." Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Lebanese lawmakers on Monday passed a controversial state budget for 2020 that aims to tackle the country's crippling financial crisis. This as angry protesters threw stones at security forces massed outside the parliament building. Several demonstrators were detained. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.